But eugenicists disagreed on what should be done with people they considered unfit. Some argued that laissez-faire economic policies might be severe enough to eliminate so-called defectives from the gene pool.
Society should not coddle in any way the poor. Don't help them. Don't help them through charity. Don't help them through legislation. You see, if you help them, according to the social Darwinists, you would only enable them to reproduce more of them. Society would be better off if we instituted survival of the fittest. We would get stronger, just as species become stronger when their weakest members die off and their strongest members live on to reproduce.
But it would take decades before this social Darwinian approach would be effective. So many eugenicists considered a quicker solution, one that would eventually be used by the Nazis, euthanasia. Some called for outright execution of the unfit, as well as lethal neglect of newborns they considered defective. But in the end, they agreed that euthanasia would be used at too dear a moral price. Sterilization was the favored alternative. Biologist Harry Laughlin wrote the model law that North Carolina eventually used to sterilize Elaine Riddick.